Blue and orange lines ripple and swirl around the silver letters of stars spelled with a Z. In animation, electric arcs flash from purple clouds in a light bulb. The bulb explodes, revealing white text, Brainstorm Media. A statue of a pharaoh stands in the lobby of a bustling casino. A sword rests across its plaque. A scantily clad server in an Egyptian headdress passes holding a drinks tray. An older man with white hair and sunglasses takes a cocktail glass.
I love this crazy town.
He sips. Nighttime, outside, traffic fills the streets surrounded by various neon signs. Letters appear above the fountains of the Bellagio. Destruction, Las Vegas. A Brainstorm Media production, Frankie Muniz. A painted showgirl grins under neon lights. Maggie Castle. Several casinos line the packed Vegas Strip. Michael Steger. The Stratosphere towers above the city skyline bathed in blue light. Andrew Lawrence. Summer Bishow. Jillian Nelson, Brooke Ann Smith, more casinos including Caesar's Palace, Adam Walker. A mock Chrysler building looms up behind a neon sign reading New York, New York. And Barry Bostwick. A time lapse shows car lights zipping up and down the streets as the sun rises. A miniature Statue of Liberty stands at the corner of a busy intersection. A sandstone building with ancient Egyptian-style architecture, including a sphinx. A black sports car pulls up outside. Four young men step out.
Don't you think we should just self-park? I mean, valet's a rip.
Relax, Nelson. We're in Vegas, baby. Decadence is what it's all about.
Hey, tell me again. Why do we need a... What kind of driver is he?
Designated.
Oh, right.
Check out his funnel.
What does that mean?
It means McCluskey's drunk right now. I'll be drunk in an hour, and you drive about as well as you spell.
They go inside. A limo pulls up.
You're sweet. Well, I don't know. Oh, of course I do. I'd love to. 5 o'clock?
Heidi, shut up.
I'm practicing.
What, being a slut? Since when do you need practice?
I'm practicing meeting Mr. Wright. And I'm not a slut. Olive, am I a slut?
What? What did you say?
Oh, never mind. Just forget it.
Oh, yeah. Ask the nun.
Olive looks around, then follows the other women inside. Inside, the boys walk between golden statues. One gawks at two passing women.
All right, keep your distance, Nelson. I don't want to be
associated.
Right.
Yeah, doesn't mean we don't love you, dude.
No, yes it does.
Hey, ignore him.
Try him.
Still gonna get you laid, all right? The deal's a deal.
That's gonna set us back a few grand, huh? At least.
You're not funny.
Oren rejects his high five.
You always have to open your big mouth.
Outside, people play volleyball. Others lounge by a pool lined with recliners and huge umbrellas. People play in the water. Others hold drinks and dance beside the pool. Nelson stands awkwardly in a shirt and cargo shorts watching the revelers. Two young men do cannonballs. He turns and joins the back of a line. At the front, a man serves food from a barbecue. A man in a Hawaiian shirt barges ahead.
There's a line.
The man turns around.
What'd you say?
I'm not here. I don't exist.
The man turns back. Nelson shakes his head and scowls. More people party in the water and by the pool. They hold drinks, dance, and bounce beach balls. Oren makes his way between chairs of sunbathers. He stops at a thatched roof gazebo. Heidi and her friends, Amber and Serena, sit at a bar. He sits beside Amber.
Stoli rocks double and drink the Canadian.
Thanks. Crystal Mimosa.
Oh, top shelf.
If you can't afford it, I can get it myself.
What the lady wants? Lady yet.
Girls.
Her friends leave. She turns back to Oren. Nelson approaches holding a plate of hot dogs, bumping Amber.
Excuse me. Hey, you wanted mustard and relish, right?
Yeah, thanks, buddy.
TJ asked for ketchup. Can you believe it? Who puts ketchup on a hot dog?
Nelson leaves.
Who brought the runt?
His dad's founding member of our chapter. Good guy. Writes a mean term paper. Got me an A in poli sci last semester.
Have you seen my sunscreen? I think I might have left it in the limo. I'm skin's burning.
Gift shop.
Olive fidgets holding a book, then leaves.
Who's...
My cousin. My dad wouldn't pay for the trip unless I brought her. It's not fair.
A crowd cheers as a man drinks from a tube connected to a keg. Nelson tries to shuffle through, then goes around. The Hawaiian shirt man turns, knocking Nelson into the pool. He surfaces and pushes the wet hair from his face. The drinkers laugh and point at him.
Hilarious.
He swims to the edge of the pool. A hand reaches down and helps pull him out. Nelson adjusts his damp shirt, then looks up at Olive.
Thanks.
No problem.
Sorry to get you wet.
It's okay. Well, bye.
She leaves. He follows.
Hey, I know. Total idiot back there, huh? I mean, I couldn't even avoid a pack of Neanderthals.
Don't be silly. It's a hard world for thinking people.
I'm Nelson. Dumb name.
No worse than Olive.
No, Olive's nice. Olive's cool.
Cool may be stretching it a bit.
No, cool is subjective. I mean, anybody who thinks they're cool is automatically uncool.
Good theory. No way.
Oren's friend bumps into Serena.
Whoa, dude! Watch the brew!
Whatever.
I'm TJ. Hi.
Charm.
So, from around these parts?
Las Vegas? No.
That's right! We're in Vegas. Well, excuse me.
College, you know, for sorority sisters.
TJ vomits near the bar.
Gross. Who brought that one?
Serena joins them.
How many of you guys are adults?
Let me see.
Johnson! Wave!
Yeah.
Ooh, he's with Heidi. He's in trouble.
Beer. Right away.
Heidi talks to Johnny.
I downloaded this new app, and all I do is type it when I'm summer and my hair is too blonde, and I tell it what kind of base I'm using and what brand of eyeliner, and it tells me which shade of blush to put on. So I'm not only being artistic, I'm being economical.
Johnny looks around quizzically, then back to her.
You want to make out?
Inside, Nelson and Olive walk between rows of slot machines.
So what's your major?
Ancient history.
Geology.
Yeah, with a minor in physics. No.
Can I buy you a drink?
Crystal mimosa.
He raises his brow.
I don't even know what that is.
You're really funny.
Intense pain often yields great wit. At least that's what my mom says.
Can I meet your mom?
The pair approach the statue with the sword.
Look at this.
A light shines down on the plaque.
Jeweled sword of Thutmose III, ancient Heliopolis, Egypt, 1425 BC. Wow, pretty cool.
Kind of uncool it winding up here. This thing should be in a museum.
True, but the Egyptians were pretty wild.
Recently unearthed in the Nile Delta region. According to the legend, only the true hero may wield the sword of Thutmose III. Imposters and thieves will only bring death to themselves and those around.
And he who desecrates the ground with the sword will unleash power unlike the world has ever seen. I studied it.
That's a power you can unleash.
Don't you, like, ever stop studying?
Don't you, like, ever want to learn something?
So wait, you take the sword, stab the earth, the ghosts and stuff come out?
According to the legend.
Boring.
And a bunch of crap. Yeah, like you would know.
No, no, dude, this could be like the lost ark that dude was looking for.
Oh, Henry Ford?
Harrison Ford.
You know, guys, we can't prove this sword's not powerful.
Look, if I can get my hands on a Tej, I would.
Nelson and Olive roll their eyes and leave.
Whomever holds the sword can move mountains.
A security guard watches them.
What do you think that means?
Tej, go puke.
What?
Go puke, dude.
Dude, what are you talking about?
Go puke, bro.
Man, on.
Come on, go! Go puke.
Tej runs to puke in a trash can.
Oh, excuse me, officer. My friend is having a serious issue. We could really use a medic right now.
The guard leaves. Johnny tinkers with the sword, the white-haired man.
Now, here's the title song off my fifth album, Lady Baby. Well, thank you. And you can buy it in the casino gift shop. And, of course, a percentage of the profits always goes to my favorite charity, gin.
People watch him play a white piano on stage.
Las Vegas, is a lady.
Thank you.
A glamorous, amorous lady. Bewitching yet tender, the dominant gender, the reason that men toe the line. Woo! Las Vegas is a lady. A delicate, elegant lady. An empress, a goddess, the tilt of whose bodice is shapely and simply divine. As she seems
well, yeah, well, we were doing this study on bovine spongiform encephalitis, and I was like, dude, that would hate to happen. It would be so bad.
Right.
Nelson gestures to the man on stage.
A delicate, elegant lady. An
empress. What a cool dude.
Indeed.
They sit and watch.
Simply divine, as she seems shy, that's just a disguise. But when
it comes to guys, so this has been a pretty eventful spring break already?
I'd say so.
Nelson stares at Olive. She nervously avoids his gaze.
I must look like a radish. I lost my sunscreen.
No, I think you look amazing.
She smiles thinly. They both look back at the singer.
Is my lady a lady who's clever and smart? Here's hoping she'll never depart. With one look of rapture, she'll capture.
So I'm gonna go to my room before the harpies get in there.
Wait.
She goes to leave, then turns back.
Would you like to have dinner with me tonight?
Dinner?
I mean, I doubt you want to go with that.
No. No, that would be horrible.
All right, what do you say? Eiffel Tower, 9 o'clock.
Oui. I'll meet you there.
I just wanted to say. I'll tell you tonight.
She smiles and leaves.
With one look of rapture, she'll capture your heart. Your heart. Ah, she got mine. Woo!
Thank you. Thank you very much.
The singer sips his drink. Outside, the other boys run. Johnny carries the sword.
Hello, ladies.
He removes the scabbard and throws it aside.
Are you jerk-offs ready to unleash some real power?
No.
He rams the blade into the ground. The gold ornate hilt wobbles gently. They look up and around. Johnny purses his lips.
Wow. That was amazing.
TJ wipes his sunglasses with his shirt.
What do we do now?
Gamble?
Hey. Huh? I knew you had one good idea.
Blackjack.
Whoa. What do we do about the sword?
Just leave it here. They'll find it.
Steer clear from that dumbass security guard and we should be good, right?
Yeah.
Hell no. I'm taking it.
I mean, you're taking it.
Yeah. Are you serious?
Johnny grabs the sword still lodged in the ground. He winces as he tugs.
Stop acting and pull it out. We gotta go.
You wanna try this? It's... Step up, big boy. Come on.
Hey, you want to try this?
Oren yanks at the sword.
That's what I thought.
Oh, yeah. He's a funny guy now. I move sticks. Come on.
Come on. Seriously? All right. Joke's on me.
TJ heaves unsuccessfully on the sword.
Look, no offense, guys, but if I can't do it, I really doubt you guys can. So. Yeah.
Sorry.
No, that's fine.
They look down at the sword. Oren nurses his shoulder.
Screw it. Let's blow. I need a drink.
TJ and Johnny run away giddily. Oren begins leaving, then looks back at the sword.
It's all right.
Come on!
He turns and joins the others. Near the sword, plants and trees begin to sway violently in the wind. Elsewhere, the wind blows several palm trees. The sword's grip becomes a black snake. It unwinds itself and slithers away. More trees sway. Water is whipped around from a fountain. On the horizon, a large sand cloud begins to emerge. In a hotel corridor, Olive walks as people play around her. A couple shoot each other with water guns as she reaches her room. She inserts her key card into the lock, but the door doesn't budge. She tries again and enters. Olive places her bag and sits on one of the beds. She pulls out a cell phone.
Hey, Ma.
In another room, people party. The Hawaiian shirt man enters with a keg.
The keg is arrived! Woo! Very good! Where are my presents?
He kisses girls in bikinis. In the desert, a tornado of sand swirls. In Olive's room.
Yes, I'm having a good time. Better than I expected, actually. Well, I met someone. You don't have to sound so surprised, Mom. No, don't tell Dad just yet.
Olive walks to the window.
Hi, Dad. Yes, he's really nice. His name's Nelson.
People continue partying by the pool. Inside, people play at a craps table. The Hawaiian shirt guy leads two girls into a bedroom. Another woman straddles a man on a bed.
Oh, time's up! Three's better than two every time. Get out, get out, get out! Let's go!
I love you guys. Yes, don't worry, he's really nice. Actually, he said he wanted to meet you. Okay, bye.
Olive cocks her head and squints.
Ragers.
In the desert, the sand tornado continues to rage. A huge cloud of sand billows and begins to cover Las Vegas. Inside, Nelson walks through the casino. He glances down at his watch, then looks up at a gift shop. He stops and smiles before entering. Behind him, a TV screen shows a newscaster in the street, their hair blowing in the wind.
Excuse me, do you guys sell sunscreen?
The cashier points.
Thank you.
Nelson examines one of the yellow bottles. Behind him stands the singer.
It's always a difficult decision. You shoot too high, you may never tan.
It's not for me, it's for a girl.
Oh yeah, that girl I saw you with at my show earlier. That's a lovely number.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't mind me saying so, that's not a very romantic gift.
Oh, it's not really. What would you recommend I get her?
Flowers, always nice. Gardenias, orchids with a little bit of Queen Anne's lace around them.
He sips from a drink.
They just let you walk around here with a martini in your hand?
Hey, kid, this is Vegas. You can walk around with anything in your hand.
Oh, man.
So, are you a gambler?
Oh, I don't really know how to play.
Really? Let's stick with me, kid. I've been working this town for 35 years. What's your name?
Nelson.
Nelson? You're related to Ricky?
I don't know.
The singer leaves with the sunscreen. Outside, the sand cloud rolls down the Vegas Strip. The large spherical sign of the Paris Casino wobbles before toppling under the weight of the sand. The large ball tumbles down the streets. Crowds of people flee from it. The ball rolls over them, crushing them. Inside at a craps table.
Down, hands up, here we go. Yo, lad, one of your lad, in front line, one of your.
Traveling man? No? Garden party. Oh, how old are you?
7 hours away, pay the last coming to go.
Why they call it craps, buddy?
That's exactly what I'm gonna do if she rolls another 7. I just lost $40.
I've lost thousands at this table over the years, right, James?
Salve from the alley, how's my guy?
All right.
Bet's down.
But I am feeling lucky just merely being in the company of this beautiful young peach. Sal Rowinski, accent on the wind.
Whoa, easy there, old dude. She's with me.
And a fine choice she's made, young dude. A fine choice. Are you in school?
Yeah.
What grade are you in?
Same lucky shooter coming out. Crap 1187.
Outside, the sand clouds cross a busy street. The thick brown clouds surround the Strat, obscuring it entirely from view. At the craps table, Heidi tosses a pair of dice. The others watch.
Forget them hard ways, folks.
Shirley MacLaine at the age of 25. That's who you remind me of. She could really roll a pair of dice. Frank and Dino swore that she had like magic fingers. Oh, yeah.
Frank and who?
Tell you what, you take these dice here and you roll them again and you show this old dude what you're really made of.
All right, here we go. Same shooter coming back out. This girl is
That's
on
down.
Fire.
Heidi throws them.
Bad bet, wasn't it? She's yours, man.
The clouds reach the Egyptian casino covering the Sphinx statue outside. More clouds billow over the casino roof. The poolside revelers look up and point as the winds reach them. The winds intensify around them, whipping up leaves and beach balls. The partygoers flee. Become submerged in sandy clouds. People are lifted off their feet. They hurtle through the air, arms flailing. Inside, the group still plays. Outside, the Strat begins to crumble before being swept aside by the clouds. Inside the casino, the chandeliers flicker.
Got you. You okay?
What is that? Listen.
What was that?
Sounds like hail.
Nelson runs off. Sal goes to sip, then pours out the drink and throws down the glass. Nelson runs to the entrance and looks through the glass doors. Outside, people fly through the air. A car almost hits a pedestrian. Nelson's jaw drops and eyes widen as he sees Olive outside struggling against the wind.
Olive!
He forces open the sliding doors.
Olive!
She waves her arms at him.
Olive! 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 Come on! Hurry!
She tries to cross, but a rolling car blocks her.
Get back in here! Come on, kid!
Sal pulls Nelson back inside and slides the door shut.
Where are you? Isn't that like 3 blocks away? Are you all right? Good, just stay there. I'm coming to get you. Olive, are you? Hello? Olive, can you hear me? Damn it!
What's going on, buddy?
It's Olive. She was heading to the Eiffel Tower to meet me for dinner. She took cover in the Cactus Cave. I've got to rescue her.
Well, Cactus Cave, it's not too far.
Nelson, hey, you see what's going on outside? We gotta go.
This is insane.
You don't think it was?
Dude, shut the hell up. It's all crap. Whatever it is, we've got to get to the Cactus Cave and rescue Olive.
What's she doing there anyway? Who cares?
Dude, look, you just met this girl. What the hell makes her so special?
Orin.
What the hell is this about?
She's the one.
What are you talking about, she's the one?
She's the one. I'm telling you, man. I feel it.
Dude, you are not doing this to me right now.
Please, you're my only friend. Help.
Orin double takes at Nelson before turning to the group.
All right, you guys, we gotta go get Olive. We'll take care of the rest when we get there. Let's go.
Wait, dude. We cannot go outside.
You know, there's other ways to the cave. This whole town is connected with an underground network.
Like Disneyland. I got arrested there once.
Congratulations.
Now, service tunnels, they run the whole length of the town. I know them like the back of my hand.
Wait, what? Service network?
Yeah, Shirley, sometimes you gotta make a quick getaway. Come on, guys, follow me.
Sal leads as the group run through the casino. A man in a suit stops them.
Ladies and gentlemen, everyone is advised to stay put. Just a little wind. You're perfectly safe here. Phil.
Sal.
Have you looked outside?
Go back to your piano. This is a Hotel Isis. It's as solid as a rock. Stay calm. Keep gambling.
Guys. The old man's right, okay? It's just a little bit of wind, and it's gonna die down, and I need to win back my money.
Yeah, don't be an idiot.
This is serious,
man. No, it's serious, man. I'm serious about getting my coin back, all right?
Heidi, baby, you want to come with me? You want some money back?
Uh-uh, I'm leaving.
Suit yourself, suckers.
Johnny.
I'm gone.
Dude, I'm with you, man.
I like your spirit, kids.
Let's go.
Come on. Spring break.
Come on, we're losing time. Let's go.
Yeah, come on. Let's go this way over here. Follow me.
Stragglers join Sal as he leads them away. Outside, the storm engulfs an airplane.
Like 119er, we're going down, we're going down.
Inside, Bill has his arm around Johnny.
We got style, we got moxie.
You know it, bro.
Joey, 20 bucks in chips for him on the house.
Hey, thank you, man.
Jimmy, take care of him.
We got a new shitter coming out. Don't run away, folks. He looks like a good one. Cocktail.
Johnny plays craps while the rest of the group descend a stairwell. Johnny blows on dice.
It's supposed to be my lucky day.
Come on, guys. Hurry!
Sal ushers them through a doorway. Johnny tosses dice in slow motion. Outside, the airplane crashes into the casino, exploding. Johnny turns as the orange flames engulf him. The explosion races down the stairwell. Sal closes the door as the room jolts.
We can't stay here. Don't want to walk people up there.
Oren grabs the door handle.
It's red hot. Fire?
I can't believe this. There's a fire. Those people are dead.
Oh, my God.
What about Johnny?
Hey, Johnny, place this bet. Come on, guys. Let's go. This way.
Come on! Follow me!
Sal leads them down a corridor. Oren looks back at the door, mouth agape. Outside, the winds continue to rage. In another casino, chunks of rubble are strewn across the floor. Survivors hobble past. Olive walks through.
Hello? Hello, Nelson?
She taps at her cell phone, then holds it to her ear.
Nelson, hello?
She passes destroyed slot machines and toppled chairs. An Elvis impersonator runs by.
Tommy, are you here?
Who are you looking for?
Oh, my friend's missing. I've been looking all over for him.
What does he look like?
Elvis. Elvis 68, comeback special?
Yes, tall, gold sunglasses?
That's him.
He left the building.
He kisses a rag and hands it to her.
Good luck!
Outside, the winds blow as the impersonator traverses rubble.
Tommy!
He stops and looks up at the overturned Statue of Liberty replica.
Tommy!
He looks down at another Elvis trapped under debris. Olive approaches. Signs on a chain link fence read, "Warning and beware of tiger." The impersonator bows his head. On the rubble above him, a tiger approaches.
Watch out!
They run. The tiger pursues them. Olive turns down an entrenched path, the tiger close behind. She turns and climbs the ladder out just before the tiger can reach her. The tiger attempts to jump out but fails. Olive runs away. Sand clouds cover the castle facade of the Excalibur Casino. Inside,
I've studied sandstorms in arid and semi-arid regions. I've never heard of a storm this powerful before.
I dropped out of 7th grade.
Maybe it was that titmouse guy.
Stumbosa.
Whatever. Maybe this is the power it unleashed.
What are you talking about?
It's just that lousy sword, man. Don't worry about it.
The sword of Thutmose the Third?
Yeah, we kind of borrowed it. It's no big deal.
You took the sword? Where is it?
We stuck it in the ground, top of the pool area.
Why would you do that?
We're just having some fun, okay? It said something about a legend. Yeah, Johnny didn't believe it, so we decided to test it. Who cares?
I can't believe this.
Bad move?
Well, I'd say so.
We gotta go back and get it.
Back up there?
Whoa. Take a breath, Nelson.
But it could be the key to everything. If we don't find the source of this, it won't even matter if we get to the Cactus Cave or not. None of us will stand a chance.
I wanna go home.
We'll get you home, Shirley.
You know, there's a service tunnel that leads directly out to the pool gardens. Come on, everybody, follow me.
The tiger watches Olive through a bus's cracked windshield. The tail fin of an airplane juts out from a building above her. The tiger peers at her from behind a concrete tube. Olive scrambles over a pile of rubble. Several wrecked cars sit atop the debris. Navigates the wreckage. She hops over a piece of concrete, then crouches, pushing her back against it. She pauses briefly, looking around, then continues. She clambers up the piles of rubble and cars, then scans around her. Behind her, wires are strewn from a toppled telephone pole. The rest of the group run into a lobby. Furniture is overturned and trash litters the floor.
It should be somewhere around here.
They approach a door leading outside.
Come on, let's do this.
DJ.
Wait. Maybe I should hang back. Protect the ladies.
Protect this?
Yeah, you're the douchest who caused this whole thing.
It's very, very rude.
Bro, you have to carry your own weight. Can we go?
I'm just trying to be honorable, man.
How about I be honorable with the ladies? You go.
The three boys open the door and run outside.
Watch out for bogies!
Where is it?
It's over this way!
They approach the sword.
Oh, there's probably something I should have mentioned!
What?
It's, Kana!
Nelson tries to pull it.
Stop!
Oren joins him, but the sword stays stuck.
It can't be! Oren! The legend says once a sword is stuck in the ground!
Bro, are you kidding me? Do you really believe this legend crap?
Arms at them as the cloud nears. The sands engulf her. The others step outside and watch as she is carried away.
What? We gotta get back inside! Come on! Hurry.
Amber stares up as Oren ushers her in.
Come on, get in! Go!
They run in, closing the door behind them. Amber and Oren embrace.
We could do.
You could have left that stupid freaking sword alone in the first place.
Amber pulls away.
You did this.
Nelson looks up. Serena glares at Oren. Amber crosses her arms. Oren turns to Nelson.
What are we gonna do? Look. Right now, the sword's a bust. So it's on to Olive. If we're gonna get wiped out, I wanna get wiped out with her.
I'm so happy you wanna be with your true love, but I could really care less.
Arsh.
Nelson turns to face the windows, which stretch from floor to ceiling.
We've gotta get away from all this glass.
And go where?
No. Nelson's right. You know, it's possible that we could find our way all the way to the outskirts of town underground. I know a few moves. Cactus Cave's on the way. There's no reason why we can't find Olive and then just get way the hell out of here, huh?
That is a plan. I say we do this.
They run away. The group follows. Outside, Olive walks between abandoned cars on a street. She passes overturned trucks. She meanders between more parked cars, scanning around her. She pauses and turns to see the tiger. She runs and it takes chase. She scrambles under the cab of a nearby truck. emerging on the other side, she hops to her feet and continues running. She vaults over a concrete barrier. She runs down a set of stairs into an empty river basin. She sprints along the concrete basin, then up the side, hiding behind her bush. She pushes her back against the wall of the basin. On the other side, the tiger peers over and down at Olive. She runs. The tiger jumps down into the basin after her. Olive reaches down and grabs a rock from the ground. She turns to face the tiger. It slows as it approaches her. She stands with the rock raised.
Come on!
The tiger bows slightly, then retreats. Olive drops the rock and watches the tiger leave.
I'm glad you have your freedom.
She turns and walks the opposite way, looking back over her shoulder. Sandy clouds sweep over the Bellagio. Sal leads the group down a dimly lit corridor. Stacked crates line the walls.
This way.
Yeah.
How come you know so much about these underground passages?
Well, I did a little messenger work for Meyer Lansky when I was a kid. Nothing sinister, mind you, but he taught me a few things about working the shadows.
The shadows?
Yeah, you know, getting around the normal channels, making moves in the dark. Yeah, Ben Siegel, Bugsy to most. Of course, he'd split your skull if he heard you say that. Now, he did all of his crowing right out in the open, just the opposite. It's for everybody to see. Of course, he ended up with a bullet through his eye.
Outside, Olive climbs several flights of stairs in a structure made of metal girders. Adjacent to the stairs is a tall cylindrical structure. Olive looks out from a metal railing. She sees the full extent of the destruction as the sandstorm sweeps across damaged casinos and hotels. Back underground, the group moves through more corridors lit with dim red light.
You really think this old dude knows what he's doing? My grandpa's his age. We don't even let him go to the bathroom by himself.
Yeah, just have a little faith, man.
Yeah, I'm trying, bro. I really need a beer.
That's disgusting. Our friend's dead and all you can think of is beer.
I was going to toast in her memory.
They go through a door, exiting below rows of sloped seats.
Sal, where are you taking us?
Through here. We get a little breathing room.
The lights flicker. They emerge from beneath the stands and stare at the large auditorium before them, mouths agape. The floor is strewn with rubble and overturned chairs. In the center of the room lies the top of the destroyed Strat, surrounded by debris.
Is that the
stratosphere?
Damn, man. I really wanted to hit up that screaming ride.
We're on a more exciting ride now, kid.
They continue walking single file through the wreckage.
Fighting this weekend?
Renata and Ortiz, but I'll bet you the fight's been called.
Guys, we need to go the other direction.
We need to go the other direction.
Who are you?
I'm one of those people who was stupid enough to follow you.
So what do you suggest?
That way, west through the service tunnel.
That way leads to the street.
Yeah, and transportation, which is the only way any of us are getting to the other side of this town.
You're an idiot. Did you not just hear him? That goes outside. That's death out there.
The man rolls his eyes.
Anybody wants to follow me? Come on.
The stragglers begin leaving with the man.
Don't go, it's not safe out there.
Whatever, let him go.
Listen, kid, you're smart and all, okay? But I see what's going on.
He salutes Nelson, then leaves.
Please, ma'am.
Sparks buzz from the destroyed Strat as the two groups go their separate ways. Nelson looks back at the others.
You guys are making the right decision. Trust me.
The man opens the door, letting in plumes of sand cloud. The cloud knocks back the stragglers and quickly fills the room. Nelson and the others flee, the cloud close behind them. Nelson holds open an exit, then slams it shut behind them. The room quakes, knocking them to the ground. They stand and run upstairs.
No! No! Faster!
Oh, wait, wait, wait! Slow down. We're safe. I did it. We're at the Cactus Cave.
Nelson looks out from a balcony overlooking the casino floor. Survivors limp below. Nelson turns and heads down.
Olive! Olive! Have you seen a young girl, brown hair, about this tall? Named Olive, please! Olive! Please, come! Olive! I don't see her. What are we gonna do?
Just take it easy, man. We'll find her.
Yeah, chill. We're gonna spread out.
The group disperses.
Olive! We'll spread out. We'll be okay. Olive!
TJ trips. Nelson stops, his jaw dropping. A hand reaches up.
Help! This guy's alive!
What?
Amber and Serena approach.
Oh, no, ladies, please stay back.
Like anything's gonna freak.
Serena leaves. The man lies on the floor, a pole protruding from his chest.
We gotta help this guy. He looks bad.
I saw this in the war. That guy's a goner. Come on.
No, we can't leave him here.
Just get out of here. Hurry.
The storm won't last forever.
No. It's a lie. It's a lie.
What is?
The snake.
Nelson frowns, his mouth working. The man stills. Nelson stands.
Come on, let's go.
He said snake.
He was delirious.
Sal kisses the gold crucifix around his neck.
Hey, let's go.
Outside, the sandstorm blows over a clown-shaped sign for the Circus Casino. The circus tent-shaped casino is submerged in clouds. Inside, Serena looks out of tall windows at the sand rushing by. She gently shakes her head. Amber approaches from behind her.
Serena, we should probably keep looking. She is my cousin.
Yeah.
Olivia!
Serena lights a cigarette as the windows shatter. Sand rushes over her. The others watch.
Oh my God!
Amber looks down at Serena.
No!
Oh my God!
Oh, hey, in here.
Off track betting.
Many monitors line a wall. They flicker the word alert.
Wired like the Pentagon.
Sal, are we all gonna die?
Wouldn't be my choice, kid.
But what do we do? How do we beat this thing?
Eat it. Trick is surviving.
Nelson's head drops. He looks around.
Nelson. Olive? Oh my God.
He runs over to a pile of rubble. Olive is wedged underneath.
Oh my God.
Nelson.
Are you all right?
I don't know.
Don't move. Just sit still. Guys, help me!
TJ, come on, give me a hand.
Careful, be careful. Don't move. Just give us a minute. We'll get you out, okay? What happened?
You mean after Elvis and I took on a man-eating tiger?
Tiger?
What happened to Elvis?
He died.
Oh, no, not again.
Just trying to lighten the mood a little bit.
Don't move, just...
TJ and Sal lift chunks of concrete. Olive stands and tightly hugs Nelson.
I thought I lost you.
Me too.
Olive looks up from Nelson's shoulder to see Oren embracing Amber.
What's going on? Where's Heidi and Serena?
Nelson shakes his head.
There's nothing we could do. I'm so sorry.
Later, the group sits around a table drinking from paper cups.
I told Olive what we saw. We both agree. It has to be the Thutmose legend. She studied all about it in school. Tell him.
It's how the Pharaoh won his battles. He unleashed the power with his sword, crippling the ancient cities, and then his armies could go in and conquer them.
That dude did not like losing.
So what can we do?
Well, King Thutmose of the III expanded the Egyptian Empire from North Syria all the way to the fourth waterfall of the Nile. The cities he conquered had to surrender by offering Thutmose of three things: their largest piece of gold, their most sacred urn, and their deadliest creature.
Oh, I see. Well, that's not a problem. I think I have them all right here in my pocket.
This is serious. You don't think I know that, Nelson?
Oren tosses a bag of snacks onto the table. He shifts awkwardly in his seat.
I'm sorry.
It's cool, but there's something out there that is not of our world, and we need to defeat it. Olive can help us formulate a plan, unless someone has a better idea.
That gives us a...
Sal slides a bottle to TJ.
If the legend is real, then we need to do exactly what Thutmose's conquered cities did. Surrender.
Surrender? Deltas don't surrender.
That means finding the three items and offering them up to the Pharaoh. Let's start with the gold.
Largest piece of gold. Now, that's an easy one. That's the Hand of Faith. It's from Australia. It's on display at the Golden Nugget. That's a done deal.
So we're talking about running up and down the Las Vegas Strip to find a peace offering for some lame pharaoh who died like thousands of years ago?
Olive nods.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
They run through a parking garage.
Come on, hurry. We need to find a car. Come on.
Wait, wait, over here, over here.
We have to find something durable. There, that's it.
They head for a black van parked outside.
This will work!
Yeah.
We have to make a run for it.
They protect their heads from the sand as they enter the van. With Nelson driving, the van speeds away, maneuvering between fallen debris.
Head downtown Fremont Street, the old part of town.
If we get the gold, then next is the most sacred urn. I think it may be Caesar's palace?
Well, the real urn, the one that's rumored to have held Caesar's ashes, it's in the warehouse.
How do you know? Forget it. What I want to know is, what about this deadliest creature?
Yeah, what are we thinking about?
The van races between two pieces of destroyed concrete. Someone runs across the street. They swerve to avoid another person. Later, Sal leads them into a trashed corridor.
This way.
A body and slabs of rubble lie on the ground. Nelson and Olive trail behind.
Hey, for the record, with all this craziness going on, the first thing on my mind is you.
Me too.
I don't ever want to lose you again.
Oh, there's one thing I didn't mention.
What?
The Dark Messenger.
Dark Messenger?
Legend says Thutmose always sent some sort of messenger in advance to warn of his power and might.
Anything
anything else?
Just saying.
Come on, come on, come on.
The Hand of Fate has been relocated to the 24th floor, the presidential suite.
Presidential suite?
Sal whips out a gold key card. On the wall, a poster reads, "World's Largest Gold Nugget." They enter a large suite with a bar.
This place is untouched.
Arvin blows compared to this.
Sal points and heads over to a glass case on a marble plinth. Inside is a hefty gold nugget.
The hotel blew way over $1 million on this rock.
Nelson strokes the glass.
That won't be easy.
Says you.
An axe on display.
What are you doing? I got it.
TJ pulls it down.
Should stand back.
Really?
Yeah.
The others step back as TJ swings.
Sure, but.
He smashes the case, striking the nugget.
Oops.
They stare, mouths agape.
Well, I guess we don't have to worry about carrying a 70-pound chunk.
The nugget lies in pieces on the floor.
But does this screw up everything?
Yeah.
Amber grabs TJ.
We're going to your ass!
She marches away with Oren following. Nelson and Olive crouch over the nugget. On a balcony outside, Amber looks up at the brewing sand clouds.
I can't do this anymore.
Hey.
Amber. Hey, I know. Just, come back inside.
No, Dad. Just hold me, please. Just hold me. Please, just hold me.
I got you.
It's still the biggest piece of gold in the city. It's just a little smaller than it was.
It's still a good 20 pounds at least.
Well, that could be enough.
Let's hope so.
Come on, you did great.
Oren comforts Amber.
Gotcha.
The storm continues to swell.
Let's just go back inside.
TJ.
Nelson hands TJ the nugget. The room trembles as sand pelts the building.
Come in. We gotta get out of here.
Rubble falls around Amber and Oren.
Hurry!
Nelson looks through a window. Amber lies unconscious.
Oren! Oren, come in!
Nelson, we're bogged in. We can't get out.
No, we're not leaving without you. Come on! Guys, help! Please, come back!
Oren turns and stares at the approaching storm. He bows his head, resting it on Amber's as the sands sweep over him.
Come on!
Oren!
Oren, no! No!
The sands pass. Where Amber and Oren sat is now empty. The group clambers back in the van.
We ran. We let him die.
Well, if we had stayed, we'd all be dead.
Go!
Listen, I'm so sorry.
We're running out of time. We need to get to Caesar. It's up the road.
TJ pulls off his hat, weeping. Nelson's eyes remain fixed forward as the van dodges more rubble.
Bad around here.
They weave down the street, the sand blowing intensely around them. A tower crumbles ahead of them.
Look out! Look out!
It begins to fall. The van drives under just as the tower crashes into the street.
Playing the long shot, kid.
Nelson and Olive share a look, their eyes wide. She turns and points.
Caesar's there!
The van turns a corner sharply.
The warehouse connects to their underground service entrance. Go, where the trucks go in.
Hang on!
Nelson yanks on the wheel as they turn again. They pull up outside a loading bay. They enter a dimly lit concrete corridor. TJ still carries the large ornamental axe.
Oh, what's that smell?
The trash compactor.
Great, why don't we all just jump in and get it over with?
Come on, dude.
Come on yourself. Warren's dead. Serena, Amber, they're all dead.
We're not.
Sal flicks out a key card and pushes it against a scanner. A metal shutter slides open.
Why did they put the urn in here?
Last year alone, there were 3 attempts to steal it. They had to take it off display.
They wait as the shutter rises, casting light from the other side over their faces. They enter the warehouse, which is filled with odds and ends. A statue of a head with a Trojan-style helmet lies on the floor. Behind a chain-link fence, a beam of light illuminates the urn.
Boom.
TJ slams the axe against the gate. He saunters in and snatches the urn, then marches away. The others follow.
Okay, so now we just have to find the deadliest creature.
Okay, what the hell is that?
I'm not sure.
Who the hell is?
Easy, Aubrey. Easy.
I don't know, but maybe it's that tiger that chased after you.
I mean, it's a killer, but I managed to scare it off.
Pretty stupid.
Nelson shoves him.
Hey! You want to talk about stupid? Stupid's you stealing that sword in the first place.
You think you're so smart? You keep getting us all killed!
You think I like being the smart guy all the time? How many ideas have you come up with? You think I like seeing people die because they're following my...
TJ's eyes well up.
Screw it. You have no idea what the deadliest...
He storms away. The others follow behind.
Had it. I'm putting this thing where it belongs.
What?
Don't do that! TJ, what are you doing?
He walks to a trash compactor.
Bye-bye, baby.
He lifts up the urn.
TJ, don't stop!
A cobra slithers from the urn and bites TJ's face. He falls into the compactor. Blood sprays the others.
No! Oh!
The cobra flares its hood and strikes at them. Sal smothers it with a suitcase.
Oh. Go outside!
Olive and Nelson run. Sal cradles the case and looks at the compactor. He shakes his head and kisses his crucifix. Outside, wind whips against the van. A chunk of stone falls nearby. Olive and Nelson wait in the front as Sal jumps in the back.
Come on, kids, focus. Let's get back to the ISIS and put all this stuff together. Go!
The van launches forward. Sal runs his hand over his brow. People dodge out of the way of the van. Swirling all around them. Nighttime, the group runs near the pool. Sal points skyward toward billowing clouds.
Hey!
We must be on the right track!
The closer we get, the closer the storm moves!
Nelson points and leads, holding the urn. They approach the sword.
Let's do it all together. One, two.
They place the urn, nugget, and suitcase at the foot of the sword. Sal looks at the offerings, then at Nelson and Olive.
What, did we say something?
I don't know.
We have to release the deadliest creature. Come on, hurry!
Okay, I got it.
Back off.
Sal flicks open the suitcase, releasing the snake. Storm clouds continue to brew above them. The snake bears its fangs skyward, then wraps itself around the sword. The group stares open-mouthed as the sword emits bright golden light. Beams of light pulse around it as the offerings are pulled into the blade.
Far out.
They look up at the storm clouds still raging. Nelson slowly walks towards the sword. He grasps the ornate grip with both hands and tugs at it, but it stays lodged.
Come on, Triple Blue Savage Kid!
His face contorts and strains as he pulls. With a fiery flash, the sword comes loose.
Touch. Yeah.
You got it.
The storm dissipates. They all hug. Yeah. A helicopter searchlight beams above them.
And here comes a cowboy.
I can't believe it. I mean, I had to believe it just so that we could get through this, but now that it's happening, I can't believe it.
You know, it all feels like a bad dream, but now it's over.
Sal's face drops. The sky quickly fills with sand clouds again. Palm trees bend in the wind. Not noticing, Olive and Nelson lean in to kiss. Swept by the storm, the helicopter hurtles towards them. Sal pushes the others aside as the helicopter crashes, creating a fiery explosion. Flames lick the burnt-out wreck. Nelson and Olive slowly get to their feet.
Are you okay?
I don't understand.
Black smoke billows from the helicopter's remains.
We did everything you were supposed to.
Sometimes there's a joker in the deck, sweetie.
No.
They walk to Sal, who sits propped against a post, impaled by a large piece of debris.
Hey, don't look at me like that, kids. You gotta keep a poker face. You're making me think something's wrong here.
Sal looks down at the object protruding from his stomach. Olive crouches beside him. Nelson covers his mouth.
It didn't work.
Nelson looks to the sky.
How didn't it work?
More storm clouds approach. Nelson crouches, joining Olive beside Sal. The nearby fire casts dancing light and long shadows across their faces.
How you doing there, pal?
Well, I see you like a roulette wheel. Bless you.
Olive shakes her head.
Seems like you never stop saving us. Thank you for being our hero.
Don't be silly, sweetie. There's your hero.
He nods at Nelson.
You landed a good one. Right smack here in the middle of this crazy town. I only wish that I had been so lucky.
Sal lies motionless. Nelson stands, holding his hand to his face. Olive looks up at the clouds drawing near. Nelson walks away. Olive stands and follows him.
Hero. I'm no hero. I tried to be. I gambled and lost. I'm so sorry.
Only the true hero may wield the sword. That's what the legend says.
Screw the legend. We follow the legend lied.
You freed the sword, so that part's true. We're just missing the final piece of the puzzle.
He looks back at her, then away, shaking his head. She rests her head on his shoulder. In the desert, a huge, dense wall of sand cloud sweeps across the land. In the casino lobby, Olive and Nelson approach the statue where the sword belonged, now surrounded by rubble. Olive examines the plaque.
Only by touching the heavens will the bearer of the sword restore order.
Okay, no problem. We'll be dead any minute now. We'll go to heaven and get this all straightened out.
Nobody's dying.
Nelson hangs his head. Olive furrows her brow and looks around.
We're gonna touch the heavens.
She looks outside to see sand swirling around the mock Eiffel Tower covered in bright yellow lights. Nelson stands beside her.
It's the tallest structure left standing. If we're gonna do this, that's the way.
Thicker clouds move towards the tower. Olive and Nelson leave. A helicopter cruises above the Bellagio, pursued by sand clouds.
Oh my God, look at this storm. It's building, it's swirling around. I'm having trouble holding position.
Nelson and Olive walk through a parking garage. Nelson holds the sword.
Well, I say we head back down the strip, past Caesar's. Paris should be pretty close. I think that's what Sal said. Unless you want to try taking the side streets.
No, they're more choked than the strip.
You guys going somewhere?
A man stands by a luggage trolley.
Sorry?
He wheels closer.
I said, you two going somewhere.
Excuse us.
Yeah? You in a rush?
Well, we're trying to see if we can help stop the storm.
How are you gonna do that? You gonna stab it to death?
Nelson looks down at the sword.
Something like that?
You see, the storm isn't like your regular sandstorm. It's being triggered by forces that can't really be explained. I mean, I could try to explain it to you, but you'd probably
wouldn't understand because I'm too stupid.
No, it's just you wouldn't believe.
It's unbelievable is what she means. I didn't believe it myself at first.
The sand wall rolls across the strip, submerging entire buildings.
I believe you two are a couple of rich college kids who think you can do anything you like.
You're wrong, mister.
The man squints at Olive.
I also believe in one big fundamental truth.
What's that?
Some folks is lucky.
He shrugs.
Some ain't.
He reaches behind him. Olive and Nelson climb into the van. The man holds a pistol to Nelson's head.
Doing that.
Hand me the keys. At this range, these bullets take your head right off, and then plow right on into Missy's. Convenient and messy.
The storm rages outside, covering neon signs.
All right, just take it easy.
Nelson hands the man the keys.
Now get out of the car.
Nelson.
He can't help you. Only I can help you. Now get out of the car before I pop you both. Hurry up now. I'm not a patient man.
Now!
Olive gets out. The man walks in front of the van, gun still pointed at Nelson.
Come on over to me, girl.
He reaches his arm toward Olive. She shuffles over.
Closer. I ain't gonna bite.
He yanks her close.
Oh!
Not yet, anyway.
They begin to leave. Nelson hops out of the van, brandishing the sword. The man quickly turns gun pointed.
Hey! No heroics, boy, please. It ain't in your character. How's about you hand over that knife? Huh?
Nelson's gaze darts between the man and the sword before lowering the blade. He hands the sword to the man who twirls it, looking it over. The storm intensifies.
This was on display inside, wasn't it?
Huh?
The man twirls the sword wildly, pointing it at Nelson.
We should have teamed up long ago. You guys ain't nothing more than petty thieves. I had myself a good crew not long ago.
He puts the sword on the trolley.
Come on.
The man wraps his arm around Olive.
Wait. Now. Don't make this any harder than it is. You just stand there and be still. All right? Me and your missus got some philosophizing to discuss.
He leads Olive away at gunpoint.
Stop! You die, then she dies. You take one more step, that's how this is all gonna turn out.
You're just gonna kill us anyway.
Maybe. You never know. Like I said, some folks is lucky, some ain't.
He drags her through a doorway. Nelson stands frozen, staring at the empty doorway. Runs back through, chased by the man. He shoots at her. She ducks behind a car.
It's exactly what you say! Huh? Not today. Not today. Uh-uh. Today is the day you two die.
The man creeps along, aiming his gun. Outside, the storm swamps Vegas.
Coming to an end. There ain't no more rules. Only the ones the strong make up.
Olive, still crouched, looks around nervously. She slowly backs up between the cars. Legs emerge behind her. Olive turns and stares down the gun barrel. The man puckers his lips. Her gaze shifts quickly. The man turns just as Nelson slashes him with the sword. The man falls. Olive stands and embraces Nelson.
It's okay, I've got you. Did he hurt you?
We have to get to the tower.
Let's go.
The van races through dense sand clouds.
We don't even know what we're dealing with yet. We're driving right to it.
Do we have a choice?
I don't know. No. We don't.
No?
Seriously. What do we do when we get up there? The legend says we've got to touch the heavens to restore order. It's a little abstract.
They stare up at the tower in the eye of the storm.
There it is.
Water looks like a cakewalk compared to this.
Frodo got it done, Nelson.
Frodo was also permanently traumatized and eventually sailed off alone to die.
Nelson taps a button as they step into an elevator. It shakes. The lights flicker.
Welcome to the ride of a lifetime. As you rise into the heavens...
The tower's exterior lights go out.
Welcomes you with open arms.
You don't know what time it is.
I don't think it really matters, does it?
Yeah, it does. I have reservations and everything.
Party?
Yeah, I even pulled an extra 20 out of the ATM in case I had to tip the guy.
Oh, I like that.
We are now seconds from the famed observation deck, where mind-boggling views will sweep you into a mysterious...
Nelson looks up and stabs the speaker.
I can't stand alliteration.
Agreed.
They step out of the elevator. Thick sand clouds rush outside the windows. They look out as a tornado passes by.
Damn, those suckers are big.
Look! It sees
up. Streaks of lightning crackle outside. The tornado approaches. It crashes into the tower, jolting them. Nelson falls to the ground. Olive hangs from the tower's railing. Go. Nelson grabs her.
Hang on! Come on! Ah! Got you! Don't look down!
He begins pulling her in. The tornado hurtles toward them. She gets up just before it hits.
Come on, God! Are you alright?
I think so. It's right on top of us!
More lightning crackles.
The sword! Where's the sword?
Rubble crashes against his head. Olive spots the sword. She crawls towards the sword, the tower collapsing around her. Nelson sways, grimacing.
Nelson!
Olive tosses the sword to Nelson. He jumps to his feet. The sword and thrusts it skyward. Lightning bolts crackle towards it. The tower is engulfed in lightning. Brilliant blue light illuminates Nelson. The sword glows with white light as more lightning is drawn towards it. Suddenly, plunging them into darkness, Olive and Nelson huddle in a corner. A vortex of yellow light swirls above the tower. Nelson and Olive cower as a pulse of blinding blue energy emanates from the tower. The pulse stretches across Vegas, clearing the storm. Nelson and Olive look up at the clear blue sky, mouths agape. They stare over the railing at the city, then turn to each other.
Oh my God. We did it.
They hug tightly.
Are you all right?
Are you?
She nods. They pull away, smiling, then return their gaze to the view. Olive glances at Nelson. He shakes his head at the skyline.
You said you were gonna tell me something earlier, remember?
Huh?
Before I went up to get changed.
Oh, right.
He holds her face and passionately kisses her.
Really?
Have you had much practice?
No, none.
Good.
But I thought about kissing you all day. What I really wanted to tell you is, finding you, I'm the luckiest guy in the world.
That's the nicest thing anybody has ever said to me.
He smiles, his eyes light up.
Oh, I got you something.
What is it?
He pulls the sunscreen from his pocket.
Sal had suggested that I get you something more romantic, and I was totally gonna get you flowers, but then the whole world started ending, and
A minute ago, I thought I loved you. But now I know I do.
They kiss. Holding each other, they watch the sun rising over Vegas.
Want to know something? I love this crazy town.
Ruined hotels and casinos stand half submerged in sand. In the distance is a pyramid. The streets are no longer visible, now covered by sand dunes. The tiger stands on a dune. Behind it is a toppled Welcome to Las Vegas sign. Credits roll. Previous credits. Casting by Paul Weber, CSA, and Jan Glazer, CSA. Music by Chris Ridenour. Production designer, Billy Jett. Director of photography, Alexander Yellen. Editor, Chris Conley. Associate producers, Rob Aft, Jennifer Gliana, Angela Northington. Co-producer, Chris Bremble. Executive producer, Meyer Schwarzstein. Producer, Keith Melton. Teleplay by Tom Teves and Joe D'Ambrosia. Story by Meyer Schwarzstein. Directed by Jack Perez. Produced in association with the Sci-Fi Channel. Stars Worldwide.